We came into being way back in 1986. We were one of the first groups in the world to really show that healthcare delivery could be much better than it currently is. We also showed that nearly always better care is cheaper care. It's based on something called quality improvement theory. As that happened, Intermountain formed us as a completely internally funded research group with a tight focus on care delivery operations. The short version of our mission statement, the best medical result at the lowest necessary cost, and we make that happen.
On one hand, I think, oh, that makes sense. Preventative care, then you don't end up going to the emergency room, et cetera, et cetera. But then on the other hand, I think, man, even just preventative care, regular doctor's appointment can be pretty darn expensive, especially where we live. So how is it that that is definitely true?
There's a different way of looking at it. The theory comes from W. Edwards Deming. He talked about waste in any enterprise. A few years ago, a colleague and I, Dr. Lucy Savitz, got a grant from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. This is a federal research agency. We tried to take Dr. Deming's ideas and transpose them into a healthcare setting. We came up with a six-part model, but we could only find reliable national estimates for two of our six categories of waste. On the basis of those alone, we estimated that more than half of all money spent in the United States on healthcare delivery today is non-value adding from a patient's perspective, technically waste. Well, that's half of a $2.8 trillion budget each year. When President Obama says the key to the U.S. economy is healthcare, he is absolutely technically correct. Just one quick example. This last year, the head of our cardiovascular clinical program, Dr. Don LePay, and his team started to establish appropriateness criteria for cardiac catheterization and for stenting and something called electrophysiology, implanting pacemakers and defibrillators. They reduced our costs from this one project alone by $17 million, mostly by eliminating care where the benefit to the patient was so small that it didn't justify the risk of the procedure. Through explicit criteria, a major savings, well, a trivial savings compared to the real opportunity, but still something that makes a real difference. We estimate that we're taking at least $400 million per year out of Intermountain's cost of operation through better care. Early on, we examined the two most common sources of injury to patients while they're hospitalized. The first is something called an adverse drug event. That's when we give you a medication in the hospital. Overdose occurs. You could get a drug-drug interaction, an allergic reaction. We were able to reduce that drug problem rate by about 70%. From about 570 such events per year in our biggest hospital down to about 200. That saved the hospital over $3 million in the cost of treating adverse drug events. He then came back around and looked at infections associated with surgery. They're called postoperative deep wound infections. We again dropped our rate. Initially, it was one of the best in the nation. We had a 1.8% rate, and national guidelines said that a good institution would be between 2 and 4%. A year later, it was at 0.4%. That was another about $1 million in reduced cost of care for the hospital. We didn't have to pay to treat the infections. We didn't have to pay to treat the adverse drug events. Well, those are two of the categories in the model that I described. Profound savings associated with better patient results.
And how does one go about doing that? In those examples, does it mean extra attention to the details?
Number one, do it right the first time. Do it right the first time so that you don't have to do it over, so that you don't have to correct the initial mistakes. And in healthcare, that's critical, of course. Number two, we call it move upstream. Don't just move upstream in preventive services, as you mentioned earlier. Move upstream in the sense of get in front of a process, stop the failures before they happen. That might be at a community level, working with children so that they don't become obese, so that they don't become diabetic, so that we don't have to deal with all the long-term consequences of diabetes. It might be getting you on the right medications properly delivered for a chronic disease so that you never need hospitalization. So major savings, it's prevention but it's applied much more broadly than just traditional preventive medicine.
Well, Brent James, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Well, thanks so much for having me today.